Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Glad you have tuned in. We've got a great show today. Maggie Terrio, the Director of Resource Stewardship for Leon County, will be with us. Bob Enzer talking about a performing arts center. And our very favorite, Drew Tillman, will be with us in the second hour. And, of course, our very own Heather Thomas with Women to Watch and Hannah Keating will have events in a minute. So you stay with us.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So we are talking with all kinds of interesting folks today. Maggie Terrio, who is the director for the Resource Stewardship Program here for Leon County. Going to learn a lot about waste management and how we can better preserve our good old Tally Town and all kinds of ways that they get involved with that, not just waste management, but sustainability and their, what are they called, a cooperative extension program. So taking care of the natural world as pretty much their business as it pertains to Leon County. Drew Tillman will be with us in the second hour. By the way, he is going to be at the Chili Cook-Off down there on St. George Island later today. They kick off around 3. I think Drew takes the stage at 3:30. So head to St. George Island and get in on some of that good old chili down there. And, man, one of the best musicians around, Drew Tillman, he's going to be with us. Wanted to give a little shout-out to him for this afternoon down there at the Chili Cook-Off. We've had, let's see, oh, and we've got Heather Thomas coming in. You know, Heather is the editor for Tallahassee Woman Magazine, and we got to give a shout-out to our friends over there at Tallahassee Woman Magazine. They have something coming up called the Tallahassee Women Who Mean Business Awards. Got that? Women Who Mean Business. This is going to happen in April, April 30th, at the Women's Club. And so we're all about that and want to encourage you guys to and gals to go to their website, which is going to be, let's see, talwomanmag.com. You can place someone in nomination. They got various categories. That's coming up again April 30th, Women Who Mean Business Awards. That's kind of cool. And by the way, if you've not done this, the great little magazine, Tallahassee Woman Magazine, came across this article, 10 Ways Men and Women Communicate Differently. Like there's only 10. But one of these, of course, is interrupting, that women interrupt a conversation, or when they do, I should say, when women interrupt a conversation, it is usually to express their concern, while men will interrupt to change the subject. Absolutely true. That is exactly right. I don't see a problem there, of course. Another difference is about getting your way. When you're trying to get their when trying to get their way, women ask questions to lead to an agreement, but men tend to stick to short statements to get their way quickly. Yes, no. Okay, well, you got to go read this for yourself. It's in the latest issue of Tallahassee Woman magazine. It's out there. You can go online, too, by the way. They have a great digital version of the magazine, talwomanmag.com. By the way, here's another neat thing. We have a new sponsor who has joined us, and this is Up and Smoke Restaurant, Up and Smoke Pit Barbecue. You folks know about this, right? They are the neighborhood kind of place where friends and family can come together and just pig out, no pun intended, on a menu of slow and low cooked favorites, traditional regional sides and delicious desserts. Dave Rainey is the owner over there, he and his partners, and they have a fabulous restaurant. This is the one that got all kinds of notice from officials thinking that his really clever sign was polluting the air with smoke. You know, there's smoke coming up out of the top of the sign out there on the side of the road. They're on the corner of Tennessee and Gadsden. Well, turns out it's not smoke. It's water vapor. And so everybody kind of backed out. You know, they had their hair on fire because they were worried about the smoke. David, as usual, was ahead of the curve on that one. By the way, Up and Smoke offers daily specials all week long, and they have a Kids Eat Free Monday, which is cool. If you didn't catch this in the local newspaper here, our beloved Tallahassee Democrat had an article about that earlier in the week, that families really do well in you know, helping to fight back the whole business of the family budget being broken in half. And the title of the article there was, Kids Nights Are a Popular Way for Parents Not to Break the Bank. And so here we have Up and Smoke following right in that fashion. Kids Eat Free Mondays. So remember that. For all of us family folks who are trying to keep it between the lines when it comes to what it costs us to feed and house and clothe and all that good stuff. Here's another point from the newspaper. We had the article last Sunday from Gerald Inslee regarding this ongoing question regarding the Tallahassee Performing Arts Center as it's been proposed. A long history of controversy, I guess, or at least sort of entrenched in controversy between whether it's worth it or not. Well, Inslee's point is, yeah, it really is worth it. We asked Bob Enzer to come in and talk about that again. Bob has been the champion of that cause for some time, and you know Bob is the clerk of court for Leon County, county official for many, many, many years. Truly a public servant in the opinion of this humble radio host. So somebody that you can trust and listen to, and so Bob will bring us up to date on their efforts as to how this proposed Performing Arts Center may in fact ever come into play. Actually come into existence. Well, and folks, I will say, too, we have our good friends over here at TallyConnection.com. A lot of good information that we get about the community comes right from these folks. TallyConnection.com is provided by FSU Credit Union. And they are, again, one of our sponsors who, among other things, provide us good information. The FSU Credit Union is a community-focused, hardworking group of folks that make a positive impact around town. And this neat little website, a blog, really, is an example of that. TallyConnection.com. It's a great place to go and learn all about what's going on around town. We have a link to our website there on the community page. So be sure to check it out, TallyConnection.com, or our website at TallahasseeTalks.com. Another contributor to our show, Hannah Keating, she's standing by with events in a minute.
Thank you, Brian. As the weather heats up, we have some great outdoor events taking place this week. If you are not busy today and hope to spend it outside with your kids, be sure to check out the annual carnival event. The carnival includes a bounce house, face painting, balloons, karaoke, and much more. To cap off this night, there will be live music at 9 p.m. The carnival is located on 1304 North Monroe Street. If you have not yet been out to Wakulla Springs this season, Sunday is the perfect time to do so. The Tallahassee Community College will be hosting the Saving Wakulla Springs Overland Tour from 8 a.m. to noon. The Car Caravan Tour begins at the TCC parking lot and ends at the Wakulla Springs State Park with 9 stops at lakes, sinkholes, and wastewater treatment plants. Tickets are $18 per person. This Monday, join your local community at the 5th Annual Crawfish Broil. The doors open at noon and will begin serving at 1 p.m. The Mulligan Brothers will be performing at 4 p.m., so come out and enjoy some free Bloody Marys, beads, and a bowl of delicious crawfish. The Artist Series of Tallahassee continues their season this Friday with the Harlem Quartet in a special evening performance. The program is located at the Opperman Music Hall from 8 to 10 p.m. Single tickets are $23 and kids' tickets are free. For general information pertaining to these events, be sure to check out the community page on the Tallahassee Talks website. With your events in a minute, I'm Hannah Keating.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Women to Watch. I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine. I'm here with Marcia Dahl Falconberry, who is the owner of Marcia Dahl Modeling and Promotions, Inc. Marcia's been a local business owner for over 30 years and is helping us kickstart our next several Women to Watch segments in which we honor and celebrate the local women in our business community and also encourage community support of Tallahassee Woman's Women Who Mean Business Awards on April 30th. Welcome, Marcia, and good morning.
Thank you, Heather. It's a pleasure to be here. How fun.
Marcia is just fabulous. She's, you know, who when I wish this could be a TV show instead of a radio show, she's always just gorgeous from head to toe.
Oh, I love Heather. Do you understand why I'm here this morning? Of course. Keep going, Heather. Go ahead. Keep going.
And I have to say, I ran into Marcia at the grocery store when some of us are not looking our best, and she is still looking her best at the grocery store. So what's a day in the life of Marcia Dahl like as far as your business goes, or what's a year in the life of Marcia Dahl look like?
You want to go from a day to a year. Let's see. Wow. It's a pretty crazy life. I have so much energy, and I think the older I get, the more energy I have, and that's kind of well, I think a lot of it is because I am so comfortable in what I'm doing, and I am so passionate about what I'm doing. I've always loved a good challenge. I've always been an entrepreneur. You have no idea the stories I could tell you from the time I was 5 years old all the way till now, the things that I have done in business. I was a businesswoman at 6 years old. I was selling candy. I had little restaurants made out of refrigerator boxes. I had turtles out of a creek, and I had small, medium, and large, and I sold them in the neighborhood. So, you know, I come by this honestly, being in business. But the day in the life of Marcia Dahl is chaotic, fun, exciting. I live here most of the year. I do spend a lot of time in New York City. I train models and actors from all over the world that come in to work with me in New York City. I'm kind of, you know, the mother, I tell everybody I'm your fairy godmother compared to the agents in the real world, how harsh they can be. So I prepare people that want to be involved in my industry. I prepare them for what it really is going to be like. On a local level, of course, I'm very involved in a lot of charities. I love, you know, this is my hometown. I went to Florida State, and anything that I can do to give back, and I have time for it, I do. And back to the day in the life of, it changes every single day. I go from castings to a client con. I need 5 80-year-old men having heart attacks in a parking lot for a hospital TV commercial. I need somebody to ride in the back of an ambulance. I need retired people. I need a 2-year-old licking a lollipop, whatever. It's, and if I don't have it at the agency, I will stalk you, whether it's Facebook or I will go to the mall or Walmart or wherever to find whatever it is I need. But, you know, I could go on and on and on, Heather. I don't know where, you know, what parts you want me to elaborate on, but it's busy. It's very busy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always fascinated. It's kind of like, you know, where in the world is Waldo? I think it's where in the world is Marcia? Because, you know, when you go to her Facebook page or just her website, it's always exciting. You're always doing something a little bit different, a little bit, you know, off the beaten path. And I think that's very indicative of you and your personality. I think you love life, and you just go out there and you're living it, and you're encouraging other people to do the same. One of the themes of our current issue is finding and pursuing your passion. And that was one of the first things you said when you were describing what your day is like. And it's a passion for you. We had talked in an interview several years ago now, I think, that you felt like you were born to do this.
Absolutely.
Why do you say that?
Because it's not work. It's just I haven't worked a day in my life. And that's the truth. I love what I do. I love the challenge of finding the right person for the magazine or the TV commercial. And another thing that I have done through the years, through not just doing, you know, casting models or actors for a certain part, but what comes with training those people. And on the big level in New York, it's as hard as it gets. You can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, and that's very true. But teaching the actors and the wannabe models life lessons along the way, because very few people will go on and make a real career enough to pay the bills in this industry. It's the ones that give up right before the big gig happens. And, you know, you hate that, but if you're truly passionate and you're doing it for the right reasons, then good things happen. You know, you're doing it because you love it. Like I say, I don't work a day in my life. And if people can just find something, and the way I think, you know, in my coaching and training is teaching people self-confidence. 99% of the people will walk away from me and not make a career out of this, but they thank me all the time. I get letters from 30 years ago of people that I trained when they were 14, and now they're a professor, they're a lawyer, they're a doctor, and they thank me for that. And it was because I gave them that confidence for whatever it is you choose, what it is you want to do with your life, it's up to you. No one's going to knock on your door. No, and if it's good, it's not going to be easy to, you know, to get to the level where you want to be. It's not easy. And that's the difference between winners and losers. The winners are the ones that never gave up. You never, ever, ever, ever give up. And every step along the way is something that is giving you an experience to get you to the next level. And that comes with adversity, and that comes with pain, and it comes with being humiliated, and it comes with all the emotions that we all feel on an everyday, you know, everyday life. But being passionate, you know, I feel like you know it's right for you, whatever it is.
I hope you've been inspired too by Marcia, and that you'll join us for next week for part two of our discussion with Marcia Dahl and the larger community impact she and her business have been making. For more information about Marcia Dahl and talent, modeling, and acting opportunities here locally and nationally and probably internationally, visit MarciaDahlModels.com or visit her Facebook page and become a fan. For more information about Tallahassee Woman's Women Who Mean Business Awards, visit talwoman.com or call 893-9624 to nominate someone or become a sponsor. Until next time, have a great weekend. I'm Heather Thomas, editor of Tallahassee Woman Magazine.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday morning, 93.3 FM on your dial, and glad to be a part of the family of broadcasters, Freedom 93, our home station here in Tallytown, where this portion of the show is brought to you by Tommy T's. Up there on Thomasville Road in Midtown, Tommy T's does more than just quick oil changes, which they do amazingly for less than $23. I think you can go in there and get this entire list of services provided for you. And great guys, Steve and John, make it happen every day. And the thing I like about these guys is that they really go out of their way to make sure they've attended to every little detail, stuff that would certainly get past me easily enough. And I mean, I'm always in there in a hurry kind of thing. And hey, big boy, you got to slow down here. You got a problem over here with your radiator, you know, and they're not even talking about my car at that point. I have an incentive for you folks. If you will go by there today or this week, tell them that I sent you. Okay. If you mention Tallahassee Talks when you get your car serviced, doesn't matter what the service is, as long as you're there to do business, get your oil changed, have them look at whatever. When you get your service, tell them Tallahassee Talk sent you, and I'm going to buy you lunch. That's what I'm going to do. At Up and Smoke Restaurant, you'll get a gift card from Tallahassee Talks, good for entree and beverage and sides, the whole thing. I'm buying you lunch. That's what I'm doing. But they're limited, so you want to get there quickly before you miss out on your free lunch. Who said there's no such thing? So I'm buying you lunch if you go to Tommy T's this week and tell him that I sent you. That's how we do things around here, Mr. Enzer. We have Bob Enzer here in studio, who is the clerk of court for Leon County. And we were quipping earlier, Bob, that as far as we know here, we know that things have been going well for you. And more importantly, you've been doing an awesome job, in my humble opinion, for the county for a many number of years, so let me just say, welcome to the show again.
Well, Brian, thank you very much. I appreciate the invitation and always appreciate the opportunity to talk to Tallahassee.
And your tie is tied so nicely, too. That's a beautiful knot.
Well, I wanted to dress up well for the radio.
I like that. We don't get a whole lot of that kind of attention around here, so whenever somebody comes looking as spiffy as you do, you know, it's worthy. Mention that.
I wasn't going to come here underdressed.
I don't think you've ever been underdressed. But you have a passion that is shared. I tend to think in favor of building a performing arts center. And I know that you do wear a number of hats, and certainly in serving the county's needs and interests as clerk of court, that's at least a full-time job. So how you squeeze all this in is beyond me, but here you have this effort that is ongoing to advance the building of a performing arts center, which for a lot of people seems sort of nonsensical. They're like, why do we need this? And we've had this conversation before, but we'll probably rehash some of that because it's been a while since you've been on the show. And I'll tell you what prompted it. Gerald Inslee's article last Sunday talking about, you know, the way in which this performing arts center would kind of fit into the whole Madison Mile effort. And so are we seeing some revived interest, do you think, or what's happening?
Well, let me say the interest from the Performing Arts Committee has never waned. It's always been there and continues to be strong. And everywhere I go, people say, Bob, we appreciate what you're doing. Keep fighting. This is something we need for our community. And so I think from a visibility standpoint in the community, it probably has been less visible. But I think there's a lot of work still going on behind the scenes.
And what does that work entail? I mean,
well, that's a great point. We've actually at different times had different things. You know, we've actually gone through a modification, if you will, of the size and scope of the project, tried to make sure that while we would love to have the original project, believe that given the change in the economy, it was scaled back. It's only right now $52 million. And I know to a lot of people that sounds like a lot of money. But if you think of that in terms of other public projects and what we're spending it, and of that, only $30 million are we requesting in public financing. Mm-hmm. So only $30 million out of the $52 million were we requesting in public financing. Mm-hmm. And you look at that and what we spend on a variety of other projects in this community, we've spent more money for one segment of Capitol Circle just for the right-of-way. Not the construction of the road, not the planning, just for the right-of-way for one segment. Matter of fact, I think if you go back in the segment from I-10 down to 90, mm-hmm. if you adjust that for inflation, and think of that small segment, we spent more than $30 million just doing right-of-way for that one segment adjusted for inflation. So this is not that big a number.
Why do you think there is so much pushback? I mean, if you can put yourself, and I'm sure you do this, trying to figure out, you know, why would people not want this? What do you hear, I guess?
You know, I think there's a variety of things. First of all, I always tell people, we know what we know, and we don't know what we don't know. In other words, we know what we have.
Knowns, the known knowns and the unknown. What is that? How does that go?
Well, whatever. I don't know. You know, but we
Carl,
know.
We need your help.
Yeah. Well, we know what we have. But it's like, I always think of this as like the iPad.
Yeah.
No one was asking for an iPad until it was available.
Yeah.
Until it was available, and the same thing was a smartphone, same thing with a laptop computer. People weren't asking for PCs before PCs were available. Mm-hmm. And in this community, because most of our citizens probably have never had, we've never had a performing arts center in this community, don't know what they are missing in this community.
And that, you know what, I think too that I'm going to echo what some of the things you've said and I've heard from other people. Even the term performing arts center sounds a bit elevated or stuffy, or so we're going to have people dressed in tuxedos and you know, symphony orchestras, and they forget that this is a facility that would house even the most grungy country music star. I mean, you know, it's for everybody.
If you go to the performing center in Jacksonville or Orlando or Columbus, Georgia, and look at the menu, if you will, of entertainment options that are offered. And they do run from everything from, you know, traveling Broadway plays, but they're country, western, they're jazz, they could be lecture series, they could be rock, pop, you know, they're comedy shows, they're symphonies, they're ballets. They run the range. This is a community facility, and the programming of the entertainment options and cultural options will be there will be decided by this community. Yeah. It is not for the – you know, this is a – you actually raise a point, and I think a lot of people say this is for the elite, those people that want to wear the tuxes and so forth and want to go to Broadway plays. And the answer is – let me say that the elite can go anywhere they want. They've got the money. They've got the resources. This is about bringing great entertainment and great cultural events to the people of Tallahassee who can't afford to go to New York to watch a Broadway play. They can't afford to go to the Fox Theater in Atlanta and drive up and spend the weekend. This is bringing it to our children, our grandchildren, and to our families for just the working people that have that opportunity.
Right.
And this is, if anything, an anti-elite as opposed to an elite concept.
So, if I'm not mistaken, in that same vein, people look at Ruby Diamond Auditorium. They look at our current Leon County, what's it called now? It keeps changing names. The Civic Center, as I always think of it as the Civic Center. And I think they want to redub that the arena now. Is that the idea?
That's correct.
Okay. So whatever. In any case, the you know, Ruby Diamond is too small and it's booked up all the time because it's for students. And the other side of that is this arena, the Civic Center, is not at all acoustically designed. It's a basketball stadium. It's for ice hockey at one time. I mean, so we're not really solving the problem with those two facilities, as wonderful as they may be in their own right.
Yeah, and I think it's a question of Tallahassee growing up, if you will. In the sense of when you were a small town, you know, the if you will, the menus. But I think we're trying to look, what do we want to be 25 years from now? Mm-hmm. And how do we plan the facilities that's going to move us, if you will, from where we are to where we want to be? Mm-hmm. And let me say, this has also got a big educational component to it. Almost all these facilities anywhere in the country have education programs where they bring kids in and they actually have training education programs for them. And that's why we enjoy the support from the Leon County Schools, and almost every adjoining school board has supported, if you will, the concept, because they know their children are going to benefit from this.
We're going to talk about more of those benefits right after this break. Bob Enzer is with us, Tallahassee Talks, with Brian Cerny, talking about the possibility of a performing arts center. You stay with us.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call, just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have Bob Enzer. He is the clerk of court for Leon County. That's his day job. Doing a heck of a job there, too, by the way. Congratulations, sir. How long have you been with Leon County, including all of those years prior to you being clerk of court?
Wow, I was with the city of Tallahassee for 30 years.
You were like 16 when you started.
Is that right? Absolutely correct. That is correct. And now I've been with Leon County for 13 years. So it's 43 years I've been serving this community. And it's been...
Aren't you getting tired of this?
No, I love it. You know, I will tell you that one of the things that I'm blessed with is that I look around town, and whether I'm at the airport, I look at even the Civic Center, and I realize that I was involved in some of the planning, the financing.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, and so, if you will, creating the community that we are in and trying to take that next, it's been something I've been doing for 43 years.
Yeah. We had earlier in the show Maggie Terrio, who is the director for the resource management of Leon County, that particular program, and in talking with her, again, a very similar sort of perspective, I guess, or motivation. I mean, she grew up here. She's been a part of Leon County for over 10 years in various capacities, and that seems to get into your blood, doesn't it? You really cared more than just the, you know, the day-to-day kind of job. It's almost a kind of a life mission in some respects that goes beyond the 9-to-5. It's looking at the community, and so we're talking about this performing arts center as sort of that next piece for you. Is that how it feels?
Yeah. Let me share with you a little story. One of my other, I was actually chaired the International Committee for the Government Finance Office of the United States and Canada for about 8 or 9 years. And basically, we would bring international finance officers to our annual conference, and I was responsible for programming and doing things, and got to interact with them and really became a student, if you will, of what makes communities work. Okay. And traveled around the country, probably visited 40 countries. And really one of the things that I'm aware of is that if you create the quality of life in your community mm-hmm. where people want to live, A, that they will come and they will bring their job with them, particularly in today's internet age where you're no longer tied to a factory and fewer jobs are, and there's more regional distribution and the internet allows you to work from anywhere, that if we create, if you will, a community where people want to live, the jobs, the income, everything will follow. Right. And that's what I've seen. As a matter of fact, that's why if you look at Orlando and they're in the process of just completing a $500 million performing arts center. And by the way, they already had one, a 2,800 car center. Yeah. Miami just finished theirs. And they are continually, those communities that are planning for the future and moving forward are making sure that they are developing venues for their citizens to enjoy great art and great entertainment.
You told me this prior when we've talked. Tallahassee's one of very few state capitals in the country that does not have a performing arts center.
Yes, I mean, and those are Juneau, Alaska, North Dakota, and I think South Dakota. I think we're bigger than all three of those, if I'm not mistaken. But all the other state capitals basically have a performing arts center.
So in that way, and this was, I think, a point, too, that has been raised. Richard Florida's been a sort of, for a lot of folks around town, has been sort of a guru of community planning, and certainly his work has been influential with folks like KCCI and Town and Gown and all of those. Even Maggie was talking about the three legs of the stool and how quality of life is one of those legs. So for you, this performing arts center is dead center on that whole point, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I remember having a conversation with Mark O'Brien, who's president of Tallahassee Memorial Regional Medical Center, and is a strong proponent of this facility. And he basically said, I've got to attract 200 doctors to Tallahassee because we've got doctors that are retiring. And he says those doctors can go anywhere, and they're looking, they're making their decision not only in the facility, but they're also making decisions saying, this is where I want to locate my family. It's the quality of education and the quality of life.
Well, I'll tell you something. We had Scott Burkhart on the show recently, newly arrived. He's at Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic. He's a neurological psychologist. I gauge him to be somewhere in his early 30s. It's exactly what he said, unprompted. I mean, I said, why did you come to Tallahassee? And it was scripted. It felt like it was scripted. I mean, you could hear, you know, people over there applauding from the chamber in KCCI that said, when he said, oh, it's the quality of life.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When Columbus, Georgia, when they just completed their performing arts center, a community of similar size to Tallahassee, more or less. And one of the reasons they built it is they were actually trying to attract Apache aircraft to come to Columbus. And they basically made them an offer that they didn't think they could refuse. It was a very generous economic development package, and the Apache basically turned them down. They said, well, why? And they said, my wife won't live in Columbus, Georgia. And they said, why is that? Because you don't have a performing arts center. There is no arts here. And they actually, from there, built the Columbus. They realized after doing some more research that for them to move on, that they needed this kind of facility in order to bring arts there, that people were going to find it, and they were either going to go out of town or they're going to live where they existed.
I mean, over the years, and it's been, 30 years or better that the Performing Arts Center idea has been floating around? I've lost track. But
well, it was originally planned to be on the footprint of the Civic Center. They actually laid pilings at the Civic Center for a 2,200-seat or 2,400-seat Performing Arts Center in 1976.
Holy smokes.
So we're coming up on 40 years from that. But if you in the Gerald Inslee article, he goes back, I think, to finding one where it was being discussed in the 1920s.
And why has it been derailed so often, I guess, do you think?
You know, I think a couple of reasons. One is I think particularly early on, Ruby Diamond provided some of that, more of that than it does today. Uh-huh. As FSU has grown, the Ruby Diamond has become more and more restricted, if you will, for community access. Yeah. And all we're doing is looking in the future and saying, if that's where we are today, and remember the ballet was even kicked out of Ruby Diamond for a year, and there is no long-term commitment. And you may remember, I think it was the dean of the School of Music that appeared before the sales tax committee and said, Ruby Diamond is not a community facility. It's an FSU facility, sure. And we need it for that. And the city needs it. This community needs its own community performing arts center. And this is the people that's responsible for managing Ruby Diamond.
And in the last initiative, as I recall, too, you came under some criticism from folks who said, well, gosh, if it's going to cost you that much to build and it's going to cost us as a performing arts organization, and I think of a group like the Artist Series, they don't have big money to work with, and so for them to be able to afford the facility would be a challenge. But I think that's sort of counterintuitive, because if you've got more seats and if your performance is compelling enough that you're going to sell tickets, doesn't the math sort of work out? I mean,
well, great example, and take the Tallahassee Symphony as an example.
Right,
they sell out Ruby Diamond, and they have demand that exceeds, if you will, the seat count that's in Ruby Diamond. Mm-hmm. But availability precludes them from having necessarily multiple performances. Yep. And so if we can, and the same thing, if look at the number of 7 days of opening nights on, if you will, of their headliner acts.
Yeah.
Clearly they could have sold 1,700 seats of a community-based performing arts center.
He is the clerk of court for Leon County and the champion of this idea, a performing arts center to be built here in the Tallahassee area. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Bob Enzer, our guest, thanks for being with us, Bob.
Thank you very much. Look forward to coming back.
Please do.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.
So we are here this morning with a wonderful guest, Maggie Terrio, who is the Director of Resource Stewardship for Leon County. All of that happening within the Office of Resource Stewardship. We're going to learn all about what that whole thing is about. And Maggie Terrio, how are you?
Good, great. Good morning. Thank
Glad
you for
that
being
you're with
here.
Us. Yeah. Our first time having Maggie on the show. This is momentous. But you've been in public service for a while. How long have you been doing what you do?
In my entire career, which spans 10 years, I've been with Leon County. I actually began my time as a unpaid intern, and it's amazing after 6 or 8 months of free work that you can force yourself in, and I've had the opportunity to work in several areas within the county since that time.
I want you to say that again for all of our unpaid interns in the room, that there really,
it can pay off.
There can be, a future
it
in
can.
This. Notice that you used the phrase, my time, like it's a sentence. That's great. I like that. Leon County government, for its part, seems like it's changed quite a bit. I mean, and I've been here 35 years. It ain't like the old days. I mean, you guys are working professionals who don't just kind of figure it out later. I mean, you guys are on top of this thing, and it sounds like resource stewardship is a big deal. Tell us about what that is. What is it this department does?
Absolutely, and that's a great example, actually, of some broader evolution that our local government's gone through, and quite frankly, probably every sector of our community is having to reevaluate and evolve and make sure that they're being relevant and offering good service. So the county's no different, and resource stewardship is one of those examples. Several years ago, we had the opportunity to reorganize the entire county, and one of the outcomes of that was the development of this new program that we're here talking about today, and it is a cluster of three divisions, and that is solid waste and recycling, the Office of Sustainability, and that's kind of all things green, to put it in basic terms, and then Cooperative Extension all fall under resource stewardship.
You'll appreciate the fact that Maggie, in her kindness toward me, had emailed me with a lovely graphic display of how resource stewardship is broken out. And see, now you're a great educator because you told me what you're going to do, and now you've done that. And I've got the visual aid in front of me.
That's the mother hen in me.
No, it's compassion, because you're talking to a person who has the attention span of a gnat. So resource stewardship, and under that, then Office of Sustainability, Solid Waste Management, and Cooperative Extension. So you said all Office of Sustainability is all things green. What does that mean?
Absolutely. So our primary goal is resource conservation, and that can be in many forms. That can be water, energy, waste, fuel, and looking at both internal to our own organization, but also in the community. How can we still operate and do what we need to do, but use as limited resources as possible?
Okay. So that gets into the whole recycling stuff. Is it your program then that is directly in touch with the company that handles the collection of waste?
It is, and that's more
the
directly
nifty
through
trucks that come and just pick up the cans.
Yes,
I
we
love that.
That is one of our roles in the community.
Thank you.
Is we
thank
super
because that, that's so entertaining. See, I'll sit there in the front yard and just wait for them to come by.
Back to the basics of needing graphics
I'm
and being
you,
easily
it
entertained.
It really works for me. I'm recycling everything now just to watch them come by.
Well, that is a great example. We were just talking about, you know, evolution and moving forward and thinking ahead. And we've just in the community, both in the city and the county, transition from what used to be called dual stream, where you had to separate your paper and your fiber from your cans and bottles. And now, again, whether you're in the city or the county, you have the luxury of single stream or all in one. So all recyclables now get to go in one cart. And just that added simplicity, you'd maybe be surprised, but we have already seen, and nationwide, you often get a 30% increase in recycling participation just by the simplification. You haven't changed any other guidelines or aspects of recycling. And we began that in October, and Tallahassee and Leon County are no different. Our numbers are trending very close to the national average.
See, that's the thing. I mean, you're talking about the laziness that's inherent in at least most guys. I mean, my wife is obsessive. In the old days, we'd have like several bins, you know, and, and God help you if you threw a plastic bottle into the paper bin.
Yes.
Because you're going to pay for that.
Yes,
she
my
would
husband,
come after you.
There's less sighing in our house these days.
Sighing, yes, right. So that's cool. And then we have this other portion of the show called Solid Waste Management. Mm-hmm. Not too much mystery there, but I think that that's probably evolved too. We don't just throw stuff in a landfill anymore, do we?
Absolutely. In fact, we don't even have an active landfill in our community anymore. Folks who used to refer to, quote, the dump off of Appalachia Parkway there, that's actually, we're in a multi-year transition that will eventually be a regional park and quite an environmental asset.
Well, it's already got a lot of that going on,
it
right?
It does. It does. An amazing cross-country trail, running trail, running course that's getting
Deloge
national
is so proud of that.
Attention.
Every time he's on the show, he's like, you know, I was out there, and yeah, we get it, right.
It's an impressive thing, and it's getting the attention of national NAACP.
One of those.
Hosting events here and so on. So,
folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's on Appalachia Parkway, where, in fact, the dump used to be, the landfill, the county has done a remarkable job in reclaiming that and really turning it into, I mean, there's soccer fields and there's an area where you can, the remote control plane guys are out there. I love those guys. I just stand and hang out with them. Don't ever let me hold one of those controls because I'll kill somebody. I know that.
That's the younger generation of our ham radio folks. That's where they're evolving
to
these
days. Okay.
Yeah, but in solid waste, we have some assets out there that people may not identify off the top of their head, and that would be household hazardous waste. So when you think about your garage, you've got oil or fertilizer or ant killer, perhaps, that's left over.
Pollutants.
They are, and you don't just want to throw those in your regular trash can. So in our household hazardous waste, you can drop those off for free through the week, 8 to 5, and on Saturday. But we also have monthly collection events at Public Works, which is the corner of Blairstone and Miccosukee, for the convenience factor. We take electronics and we recycle those appropriately. There's no, you know, these kind of horrible stories you perhaps saw on the national news. But while you're there, my trick that I always share with people is there's what we have, the swap shop. So although you may bring your used motor oil and half a gallon of paint that's partially dried out, while you're there, the swap shop, we take anything that really still has usable life, it just may not be of value to you, put it on the side in this little swap shop. You can come anytime free, peruse around, get that little bit of varnish or just the leftover ant killer, for example, that you might need and not big volumes or quantities, or you just want to test a color of paint.
So if it's reusable, continues to be of use.
It is. So you can bring your old stuff when you're cleaning out your garage, leave with a couple goodies that you want. Also, we offer from back to that curbside collection, we collect your yard debris, your limbs, grass clippings from your curbside. Those are all brought to the Leon County landfill where we were just discussing, and they're chipped up into mulch. That mulch is available for you for free. And if you call ahead, we even go through the additional step of loading it in your vehicle if you have a truck, or you can just shovel it into bags or buckets if you prefer. So you can bring your old junk that you don't want, but then come home with some valuable stuff along the way to make the drive worth it for you.
Talking with Maggie Terrio here, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on this lovely Saturday morning. Glad you've tuned in. We're learning all about resource stewardship. And Maggie, for her part, what did you say? You've been with the county 10 years.
I have.
Well, 10. We're going to stay here for another few more minutes. You stay with us. We're enjoying it. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Maggie Terrio, and a lovely name that is too, by the way. What was your maiden name?
McGrath. I am of Jake and Nancy McGrath here in Tallahassee.
Long time.
Yes.
Famous. The McGraths.
Yes. He actually started Fern Auto years and years ago.
Yes.
Now Jake's Brakes, locally owned business, and I'm married to a locally owned businessman. So our roots are firmly planted.
You are committed, girl. and it's just a lovely name, too. Maggie McGrath. But Maggie Terrio is even nicer, I think. Terrio, that's sort of from the Louisiana side of things.
That is. I imported a Cajun and kept him here in Tallahassee. So my in-laws and family are still in New Orleans,
Wonderful. Well, we're certainly glad you're here because we're learning whole bunches about how we are blessed to have this resource stewardship program that's all part of Leon County's efforts to keep us from polluting our drinking water and taking better care of the soil. And y'all get into managing energy at all, or how we use energy? Is it really more about water and land? I mean, where do you guys go with all that?
Energy is a big focus, not to the extent of the city of Tallahassee, because clearly we're not a utility provider. So our role is a bit different there. But one of the main ways is, I mentioned earlier, leading by example and getting our own house in order.
Yeah.
We have over 1 million square feet of buildings. Some are more traditionally known, like the main library, the Leon County Courthouse, Public Works. But then we have smaller community centers and so on. And those consume massive amount of energy, which has a financial implication, but also the environmental. And so we are viciously trying to reduce our energy conservation. The last many years, we've invested $5 million in things, anything from your more traditional lights and light motion sensors to...
And how about Jackie Ponds going out there and buying buses that
the
means to fill them up.
Leon County government has greatly benefited from Mr. Pons's leadership there. The school board has established the compressed natural gas fueling system, so that allows much of their fleet of buses to run on this fuel that's far more environmentally friendly and cheaper at the time. But because of that, now Leon County, as a partner, has begun buying trucks and equipment and cars that are compressed natural gas because we now have that fueling system resource.
Very cool.
And we were talking a moment ago about our role with waste management in the community. Waste Pro is our collector, and as part of that contract, we required those vehicles that you see going through your neighborhood to be compressed natural gas. And so you get the side benefit that they're far quieter. So if you're one of those poor folks that get the route at, you know, 6:30 in the morning, or you have that early Saturday morning pickup, you might be able to sleep right through it and not even know they're in your neighborhood anymore.
Talking with Maggie Terrio here, who is the Director for Resource Stewardship in Leon County. The Leon County Cooperative Extension is one of those three divisions you talked about earlier. What is that all about? What is Cooperative Extension all about?
Sure. There's a Cooperative Extension office in all 67 counties in our state, and most all others in the nation. And this is a cooperative relationship between the University of Florida, which I know in this town could be a bad word, but they are a land-grant university, and they have a lot of agriculture research and awareness and natural resources research going on. So Cooperative Extension offices are partners with those local counties, and it is the transfer of institutional kind of academic knowledge to the on-the-ground people who can benefit from those studies when you're not necessarily a college student or a young professor.
Well, I think it's fair to say that we'll keep our football team and they can have all the farmers. I mean,
that's a fair trade. And Gatorade, I suppose, too. They got that. But cooperative, so that's the structure of the relationship. But locally, Cooperative Extension for us offers programs that people may be familiar with, like 4-H.
Yeah.
We offer family consumer sciences, which that's your traditional kind of home ec fields, financial management classes, wellness, food and dietary.
Well, and you know what? It's interesting to me that is probably where you guys are best known. But my wife is the president of our homeowners association, okay? Don't ever get her on your case. I'm just telling you. The woman is Sicilian. Okay, do I need to tell you any more about this?
But we can use that energy for good.
My goodness. And I'm just saying, so one of the folks in that's adjacent to our neighborhood, not a member of the association, not part of the neighborhood really, came in and cut down a tree. I mean, a nice oak tree in our neighborhood, on our property. Mm-hmm. This is privately owned. The association owns it. And she went apoplectic on this guy. I mean, she was just all over it. So what she did is she got a hold of the Cooperative Extension office and had one of their arborists come out.
That would be Stan Rosenthal, very likely,
yes.
And he is a
you know
celebrity in this town.
Oh, that's clever, celebrity.
You caught that,
ooh,
yes.
You are good, Maggie Terrio.
Brian, you're on your toes today.
No, but I do get one now and then. So he came out and estimated the original size and then provided her the comparable cost or value of this tree. And then she went after this neighbor and said, "You owe us a tree." I mean, got the attorney to write a letter. I mean, this guy will rue the day. I'm telling you.
Well, that's a good example, though. Yep, so we have an arborist on staff, and he sometimes you have a tree that might be ill or it's just not quite looking right. You don't want to cut it down unnecessarily, but you certainly don't want risk to yourself or neighbors.
Right.
Stan can come out with a call, help identify either how to save the tree or if it's just too far gone, and recommendations for replanting. In that general realm, we have the Master Gardeners Program, which is one of our rock stars of Cooperative Extension. And that's more of your yard landscaping and how to use Florida-friendly features, so your low-water plants, your native plants, the pollinators to attract our butterflies and bees.
Yeah. So getting back to you, you were an intern, you said, with Leon County. In what bureau or program or department?
Sure. My background, my undergrad is political science. So I came in, that's one of those degrees, great, you have a paper, but now what are you qualified for?
I have one of those.
So I knew local government was my passion. I'm born and raised here in Tallahassee. And, you know, how do we get this garbage out of here, bury it, get it away as quick as possible?
Right.
And by aligning it with resource stewardship, you've very much so changed the paradigm that now that waste is a resource. How do we conserve it? How do we reduce it? And so that's had a lot of implications internally to how we operate on a daily basis.
It is the Resource Stewardship Program for Leon County. Maggie Terrio, the Director of Resource Stewardship, our guest this morning. Maggie, thank you for being with us.
Certainly, Brian. Really a great pleasure, and glad to spend my Saturday with you.
Oh, please. And come back when you have more fun stories about your early childhood experiences. Folks, you stay with us here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Coming up, ABC News here at the top of the hour. We'll be back.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here in the second hour of our very famous radio show. We're glad you joined us. Folks, you know me well enough to know that I tend to save the best for last. With all due respect to all those who have been on the show today, but this is just me, okay? Because I love Drew Tillman. So, Drew, you are here. Hey, Drew.
How you doing?
We're glad that you've made it in.
I'm glad to be here.
Man, you look better than the last time I saw you.
Oh, I don't
know. And you've been out there. You went over to this 30A Songwriter Festival over there on the beach, Destin area, South Walton.
That's right.
Right? And this is a big deal. This Songwriters Festival is like nationwide. How many people showed up at this shindig?
Well, to give you a perspective, the first year there was several thousand people that came, and every year it's grown. And then this year there were probably 100,000.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is it doesn't seem that way because the venues are spread out on the 30A corridor.
Right.
So there's 25 different places that the writers play. Uh-huh. Some big, the amphitheater, for instance,
right,
to a very small, intimate pizza place. You know, you never know. And the Whiskey Bravo, the Grayton Cafe. You know,
yeah.
And the places are intimate for the writers and for the people listening. So. Mm.
And you had Pierce Pettis with you this time. How did that work out?
He
Pierce
was
part of that? Or?
An inspiration and very just a professional all the way through, just an artist all the way through. He said some things to me that I've just taken to heart. He said things some years ago to me, you know, introduce your songs, always say something, even if this is the song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even
here
if you
it
say
is.
That, here it is. But just to be with him, I hadn't seen him for years, and to catch up with him, and you know, we caught up on Thursday night, which was where the artists all get together, and they have a kind of a dinner for us and a meet and greet. And the producer of the show is there and all that.
Yeah,
so.
Very cool. And you have brought a song or two with you today for us.
I have.
Which is you have to pay homage here. You have to bring your toll, your tithe, in order to be on the show. We're not going to let you get away. And I'm going to embarrass him a little bit. By the way, Drew Tillman now has made this appearance at the 30A Songwriters Festival. This was your fourth appearance.
That's right.
I think I have this right. He is the only artist/songwriter performer to be invited from the Tallahassee area. Is that accurate?
I'm overstating the case. One other that I know of.
But one of the few.
One of the very few. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, folks, I mean, we have such a treasure here in this man, and I won't say any more. What have you got for us? You've got a song here you want to
say. Well, I'm going to play a sad song first.
Good.
So then I'll end up with a kind of a bluesy song
all right,
for
brother.
You first. But this is called Every Day You're Gone, and I wrote it, and it took on meaning as I went forward. I lost one of our bass players, Bruce Hall. And I lost him to cancer, and he asked me to play this at his memorial service. It was the hardest gig I've ever done. But so I always think of him and think of the losses I've had.
Drew Tillman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, can you give me no reason why gotta live with this treason and the bitter old lies that take me away? Well, they knock me down, turn right to wrong. Every day you're gone. Just a child had to learn his lesson. Oh, you never stop guessing what it is and why it don't go right. I scored high on the test, and it never was the best. Every day you're gone. Every day you're gone, I hear those words you spoke to me. Every day you're gone, wonder what I could have done differently. Every day you're gone, feel the weight as the fate runs down my face. But see, lies part the truth into sections. Well, they leave you no direction. All they say is you got to figure it out. Why I'm all alone, why we can't go on. Every day gone. Every day you're gone, breaking all the rules that I thought I had. Every day you're gone, living in the silence like a mind gone mad. Every day you're gone, I follow every thought like a motherless child. Every day you're gone, it's always long. Every day you're gone. Well, I'm stuck in the middle wishing this would pass. And I think about the reasons that I don't have. I think about the ways I don't dare to ask. Every day, every day. Breaking all the rules that I thought I had. Every day you're gone, living in the silence like a mind gone mad. Every day you're gone, follow every thought like a motherless child. Every day you're gone, it's always long.
Drew Tillman, folks, what a gift. That's such a great song. If we had a studio audience, they'd be on their feet right now.
Thanks.
What's the title of the song again?
Every Day You're Gone.
Every Day You're Gone.
Yeah.
And this was because of the loss that you incurred with the your friend and bass player. How long ago was that? How many years ago? Was it?
4 or 5 years ago.
So that's pretty recent.
Yeah. Yeah, and it. I wrote it before, but he, when he started playing the song on bass, I never said a word to him about what I wanted. I was about to. I didn't have to. He was inside the song immediately. Bruce was, he just had such a love for my music, and it became his music.
Wow.
And so it was real special to him and special to me because I never had to say a word.
Yeah.
You know, he was just, he was there.
I think there are folks listening right now who have lost someone close to them, and your music has become their music in this moment. Folks, I'll tell you what, if you've just tuned in, we're talking with Drew Tillman here. For his many years, a songwriter, singer, performer, just coming back from the 38 Songwriters Festival, where he was featured along with Pierce Pettis and national artists from around the country, and over 100,000 people showed up just to hear this kind of great music. And what a treasure you are, my friend, to be right here in our own little tiny town of Tallahassee. Yeah. And be on this here radio show. Folks, I hope you know that you just got to get more people listening. And it's easy to do. You can go to TallahasseeTalks.com. Listen to every and all of those shows that we have been bringing you here now in our fourth season. Can you believe it? I don't feel 4 years older. But such it is. And we want you to make sure that you make a part of your Saturday morning every week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. You stay with us. We'll be right back.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Highs on Saturday will be near 70, with lows expected to drop to around 50 overnight. Mostly sunny skies will prevail throughout the day with just a few passing clouds. Winds to the coast will be variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour, with seas 1 foot or less and protected waters smooth. The UV index will be in the range of 7 to 8, with water temperatures chilly in the mid to low 60s. Conditions on Sunday will be similar to Saturday. Highs will be in the low 70s with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine will be plentiful during the day before cloudiness increases slightly in the afternoon. Winds will be out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Seas are expected to be 1 foot or less with protected waters smooth. The UV index will remain in the high range at 7 to 8. With your Tallahassee Talks Weekend Weather Update, I'm forecaster Lauren Visson.
If you've just joined us, we are here with Drew Tillman in studio talking about a lot of neat stuff. This 38 Songwriter Festival that he's come back from, and that was a pretty magnanimous experience, was it not?
It sure was. And a lot of artists we played with. Again, we mentioned Pierce Pettis, but there was another lady named Angel Snow, and she... you don't know her as a writer, but you know she's associated with Alison Krauss. She has 3 songs that are on Alison Krauss's album. She was spectacular. So I was on stage with Titans, and it was either you sink, you swim, you dive in, you know, whatever. And so it went really well. We all, at the Songwriter Festival, you get to do your introspective songs as well as your upbeat songs, things that you don't normally get to do in a bar situation.
Yeah.
So, And then the second night I played with another artist signed to Jimmy Buffett's label. Oh, and that was fun, too. So
talking with Drew Tillman here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. By the way, this portion of the show brought to you by the good folks over there at Up in Smoke Pit Barbecue. Have you not done this yet? Come on, folks. This is a Tallahassee treasure, just like Drew Tillman. And in fact, Drew and I may end up over there today for lunch. Who knows? Could happen. These are the folks that make everything fresh. It's all made there in-house, including their five signature barbecue sauces. I mean, that's got to be good, right? This is the restaurant with the what appears to be like smoke coming out of the sign up there on the corner. City people got all upset because they thought it was smoke. Turns out it's not. It's just water vapor. But that was always an ongoing observation, you know. But when they opened up, that they'd already created controversy. But now the business is all about the fact that their food is just amazing. They have a Kids Eat Free Mondays and a 49-cent wing Wednesdays. Up in Smoke Restaurant over there on the corner of Tennessee Street and Gadsden. We are being selfish here, Drew, in that we've just taken you over in our conversation with all that you've done over the years, and such a great contributor to our understanding of life, I think. Your songs, and I don't want to patronize you, but they bring so much of what life is about to life, you know. And I was always curious to ask you that. I don't know if I asked you this before, but where do you think the inspiration comes for you? What moves you in a certain direction? Is it a personal life experience always, or is it a bit more reflective, where you kind of look around the room and see what else is going on? Or?
I think it's a response to an event. It can be.
Yeah.
It's for an artist, I think a normal way for a person to get their feelings out is to talk about it, and I do that also.
Yeah.
But then there's a valve that says, "Oh no, you're going to go out, you're going to get your feelings and organized and
right.
Through music."
I hear you.
So it's a filter. Yeah. I think that filter focuses you. And
you've got one more for us. I'm going to let you close out the show today. What's the song you're going to do now?
This is called "Thought I'd Write a Blues Song," and it's a song that I wrote a while ago, and I was being laughed at because I didn't know any jazz chords, and I didn't know that much about music, and so I went home and my fingers got smarter than me, and I wrote this song in response to being laughed at, really.
Yeah. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. You guys have a great day. Join us again next Saturday morning. We'll close out the show here with the great Drew Tillman.
Thought I'd write a blues song, sing my tears away. You see, nothing gonna dry them except the break of day. Seem there's a damn burst inside my heart at last, releasing all the trouble that the dam held fast. So I journey to the center of my pain. You know, seeing what was there, but I came back again. Trespass the falling water, trespass the great divide. If I'd have known you was coming, honey, I'd have found a place to hide. But smart ain't one of my best points, and there's no point I can see to the visual accoutrements of your animosity. Yeah, there's short ones, there's big ones, bigger than I feel. And all the hearts you're taking and mine you gotta steal. But he's like a fallen angel. Paradise is lost. There ain't no yearning manhood that's worth that cost. You should have been some foreign spy in some foreign land. Double agent capabilities on this mediocre man. But smart ain't one of my best points. There's no point I can see to the visual accoutrements of your animosity. There's short ones, there's big ones, bigger than I feel. All the hearts you've taken, mine you gotta steal. I thought I'd write a blues song, sing my tears away, but see nothing gonna dry them except the break of day.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.